Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Highlights.
We are so glad to be here. We have a really good playlist coming up for you and an interesting theme. If you guys can guess it, please call in, text in, and let us know. And another important segment is that Zoe reminded me right now. Please tune into our Instagram, as we will be probably not live streaming, but maybe, and definitely posting updates live from the studio. So we'll play another few songs. Let us know if you know the theme this week, and we'll be back.
Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
You got troubles, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together and see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
And some of the folks might be a little smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe.
But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy.
And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die.
You're gonna see it's our destiny.
You got a friend in me.
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 Maybe sometime we feel afraid, but it's alright. Yeah, one. me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you're gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer. Do what you want to, girl, put your records on.
And if some of you guessed it, good for you. If some of you don't, there's a few more songs, so let us know.
Keep those guesses coming in.
Keep them coming. This one is Otis, Jay-Z, and Kanye, and Otis Redding. So, Zoe, let's see. What do we have to say since our last show?
All right, there we go. Jane was trying to silence me.
That was weird.
Not want to hear my voice this morning. But yeah, Jane just said who this is by, and that should give you a hint of what the theme is. But yeah. So as you guys know, I went to Dartmouth this weekend.
Yeah, Zoe was away this weekend. Tell us about it.
It was really fun. It was so different to see such a different type of school. It's smaller. It's not so small, but it's definitely smaller than Tufts.
Mm-hmm. Like campus wise or students?
Students. Campus wise felt way smaller than Tufts. Like way.
Like you could walk from one corner to the other and over under 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Tufts is
Tufts could be 20.
Oh, speaking of, our walk to the studio this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have we taken that route before? I think we have. Yes.
But I think it was pretty quick.
It was a quick one.
We went across the academic quad and down Memorial Steps.
Oh, and we passed all this construction of Eaton Hall, which we'll talk about later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Only 8:10. We've got so much to talk about. Okay, so continue, Dartmouth.
Yeah, so it was cool. I'm happy I got to see it. I was so happy to see my friend.
Yeah.
And I just love seeing other schools and seeing what it's like. Because every school's so different.
Yeah.
You know? So it was really fun, and I learned how to play Dartmouth Pong.
Oh, that's like their favorite game.
It's really fun. You use like it's kind of like actual ping pong.
Oh yeah.
But it was so fun, and I got to go to the dining hall, which was a treat because Jade and I don't go to the dining hall here anymore.
No, we have our own kitchen.
If we should.
Any freshmen or sophomores or anyone who's on the meal plan listening in right now.
Yeah. If you have any meal swipes.
Yeah.
We'd love to use.
Yeah. And in return, you can come over and we'll cook for
you. Or anything.
Okay.
Or you can be a guest star on the show.
Oh, that is a good prize.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how was your weekend, Jane?
The weekend was good. Tufts is quiet. Good morning, Sophie. Sophie's probably just waking up. Sophie and I went to this deli in Cambridge called Mama Less. And whoever's here in the local Boston area, highly recommend. By the way, this is Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Jack Antonoff.
Oh.
If that gives you a hint on what the theme is. So that was great. What else did we do? We just got on the Nintendo Switch new Super Mario Bros. Wonder, so been playing a lot.
It's really cool.
It's really fun, and it was a good weekend.
Good.
Thursday we went out on the town.
Oh, yeah.
Zoe was there for that.
We had our sorority formal.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And
It was a nice weekend. And it's like already almost the weekend again.
I know. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday. Well, for some. I mean, it's almost the weekend for some.
For some. Yeah.
If you know, you don't do stuff on Friday. But yeah. So yeah, guys, like, keep sending in.
Should we reveal the theme?
Yeah, like maybe.
Most have already guessed. The theme is samples
slash covers
slash remixes
slash people, you know, using music that wasn't originally their own.
Yeah, and if you're interested in music like this, hit me up on Spotify. I've got a playlist called Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, and it's for samples, covers, just songs using other songs and musicians building off each other.
Jane, you're kind of famous for your playlist, so can you let us into the secret of how you curate?
Yeah, first go give me a stalk on Spotify, let me know. That's at Jane Schmelken. And I do my playlist based on vibe. I feel like in the playlist community, I feel like some people do it based on like winter 2024 or like certain time frames or like, well, yeah, I feel like it's either about date or about like overall vibe. And I usually do mine based on vibe. Mm-hmm. So like what songs would I want to listen to when I'm doing one specific thing?
Yeah.
So
I think that's a great way to do it.
Well, I guess like this playlist, the Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, like all these samples, covers, and all that could be in different vibes. Like now this is about to be Happier Than Ever. Kelly Clarkson is so not the same vibe as Otis.
So diff. But that's okay, because this is more of like a theme.
Not your dog. Yeah, this is more of a theme.
Than a vibe.
And also some highlights fans, or highlighters, shout out Kendall, who gave us the idea for the fans to be named highlighters.
Highlighters.
But highlighters, let us know if you like this whole new theme thing we're going for. Testing out something new.
Yeah, we've been doing it for quite a few shows now, so.
Yeah. So we hope you like it.
Oh, we hope you like it.
Yeah. Wait, this one is so good. We'll let you listen for a minute. All right, and we're back. Just, needed to hear those vocals.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, in the music industry, no one wants Kelly Clarkson to cover their songs because she's just so good at it.
Really?
She's, like, better than...
Yeah!
Isn't that, like, a thing?
Like, no, I... Probably.
She's, like, famous for it.
She's really so good talented. At it.
Yeah.
And low-key, like... underrated or perfectly rated?
I feel like these days underrated.
Yeah, like she can, yeah, like that's such a flex that she can do anything.
She's so good at it.
That was from, or at least like the album cover is Kellyoke. So I think she like does, she had a show for a little where she was just doing all her.
Oh yeah.
See, song switch up. This is a Thunder and Young, Dumb and Broke mashup.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so again, on our walk over here when we were passing Eaton Hall, and we said, oh, we would get back to that later, the construction. So, yeah, what do you think about it, Zoe?
Yeah, well, it's just been going on for a while, and I just am not seeing any improvement. No, I don't know. I think it's annoying when there's construction on a college campus because it just, like, ruins the vibe.
Yeah.
Like, especially on Academic Quad, like, that's, like, the prettiest part of campus, and now there's just, like, a huge section of it that's just, like, construction. But, you know, I understand that it has to get done sometimes, and I appreciate them for trying to fix up our buildings.
And it's going to look great.
I think it is going to look great.
We said it, for anyone who's not here, we'll post what we're talking about to the Instagram later.
Yeah.
So they can visualize. We said it's going to look like Miller and Houston.
Yeah. They're doing, like, the sides are kind of the old foundation, and then the middle part is, like, going to be glass.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what they did with Miller and Houston. So I feel like that would be cool if they try to kind of keep it consistent. Like the.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes it can look weird when, like, schools build new buildings and they're all just, like, looking kind of different.
Oh, yeah. Like, haven't matched. The
yeah.
Rest of them. True. Good point. Good point.
Yeah. So, you know, we're excited. I'm excited to see what it's going to be like. Hopefully, we're here.
Yeah.
When it finishes. Whoa.
Crazy.
Might not be.
No, I think they will.
Hopefully. I feel like they'll finish it over the summer.
Yeah. And on our walk over, what was it, like 7:53 or something? And Zoe was like, wow, I would never be out this early. And I was like, well, like, maybe sometimes. Like, sometimes you have to be out this early. Because we were like, wow, campus is really quiet right now.
It's so quiet. No one's out.
But then we remembered, like, sometimes, like, finals week or, like, days where you really have to, like, wake up early to go set up and do your work.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoe said, where would you go if you were the first one to the building? Like, what's
yeah,
your spot?
Because a lot of the time, like, a lot of these buildings fill up so fast, you just have nowhere to sit. That's usually how it is. But I've never thought about, like, oh, my God, if I could sit anywhere, where would I sit?
And what's your answer? Starting with, it's 7:50 a.m. You get to the Cummings Center, the JCC, which is 6 floors, beautiful, lots of windows, lots of tables.
Yeah.
Where are you going to sit?
I like the 6th floor by the window. Like those little,
the
like,
booths?
The small tables.
Oh, like the booths, though.
Yeah, the booths.
Yeah.
By the window.
Nice.
Or sometimes it's nice, like, to go into that. They have these things called the huddle rooms.
Oh, yeah. I never go in those. Are they nice?
They're, like, just kind of sectioned off, but there's not much light, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
So, by the way, this is, have you ever seen the rain? The Lumineers.
Oh.
Another example. Yeah, if I get there, I'm the first one there. I'm going to go to the... Actually, yeah, probably the same. I was going to say, like, the 4th floor by, like, the kitchenette in those
days. Yeah.
But there's not a lot of... Like, I like being right next to the window.
I like the window. The window is so nice.
And I would want to be on one of the end sides so that you have the outlet.
Oh, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once I went, I don't even know why, but it was so empty. Maybe it was like on the weekend and I had full rain and that's exactly where I sat.
Good for you.
6th floor.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of the song, it's been rainy here.
It has been rainy. I feel like it hadn't really rained until before.
Yeah.
Like last week.
I know.
And now it's really coming down.
I know.
But yeah, last week our theme was rain.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, it's stayed raining.
I know. Last week was leap year.
Oh, the week before?
2 weeks.
No, but it was leap day and rain.
Oh, yeah. Or no.
We were doing both.
When was it flashlight sing?
When was it what?
2 weeks ago, maybe? Yeah.
Oh, like the...
Like the... Guess
the game?
What word. Yeah.
Yeah, when Hannah was here.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, like
the week before.
Ago. Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of themes.
Yeah. But, yeah, the rain these days, Zoe and I are kind of used to it because for any of our fans who don't know, last semester we were in Copenhagen and Amsterdam, yeah, respectively. So I'd say
pretty rainy.
Very rainy. Like,
yeah, every day.
3 to 4 times a week. Oh, I guess we're different.
A little bit different.
Almost every day.
A little bit different. But, yeah, a
lot. But that just, like, didn't stop. Like, you just do your life.
Yeah, you just got to. And also, it's so funny because both those cities are, like, biking cities.
Yeah.
So people don't really care.
Yeah, not at all. But I feel
like
people
have,
like,
their rain suits.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the not even just a raincoat, like, rain pants, too. Yeah. Did you ever get those?
No.
Yeah, me neither. This one, the song in the background coming up is You and I, originally Lady Gaga, this time Ben Platt.
Ah.
But yeah, the rain, like, I feel like here it's so much more of a big deal. Like, if it's rain, like, you
yeah,
don't
everyone's,
want to pass. Or,
yeah. Like, so many people weren't in my classes yesterday, I feel like, because
really?
It was raining.
Yeah.
Like, my classes were kind of empty.
Oh, and, like, I had a 6 to 9 last night, and then at 9 it started like really raining. And then walking back in the rain.
That's hard. Do you usually have an umbrella on hand?
No.
You should.
No, I don't even think I brought an umbrella to school this year.
Really?
I'm not an umbrella user.
I love umbrellas.
Yeah,
I even used an umbrella yesterday.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It was
for
like
you.
Misting.
Yeah.
And I was like, why not? I don't want to be wet.
Yeah, but when it was misting like that, it doesn't come from above you. Like, it comes from all sides, so the umbrella.
That's
like,
true.
You need, like, a bubble.
Good idea.
Invention? Patent pending.
Or remember those, like, I feel like people used to have those umbrellas that were, like, clear, and they would, like, go, they would just, like, come down a lot farther than normal umbrellas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were, like, those, I mean, they kind of went out of fashion, but they were pretty good.
No, not out of fashion.
You don't think so?
Definitely
I haven't
not.
Seen one in so long.
Yeah, bring them back.
Bring them back, guys.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to protect yourself from the rain.
Yeah, umbrellas are cool.
Especially when you're going to class. Like, you don't want to be wet in class.
That's the worst. When you're, like, walking to class and then your jeans stay wet the entire
yeah,
class.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah, that was me yesterday.
Ugh.
I know. Yeah. So how are your classes? Anything interesting going on?
Good. Well, I don't have my class today.
Oh,
again.
That's right. So she's free
so
until
I'm free.
3.
Yeah.
But she still woke
I'm
up.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
But, well, that class is kind of strange because we have 2.5 hours twice a week.
Oh, wow.
But technically, tough standards is usually that. If you have a 2.5 hour class, it should only be once a week. Because
yeah.
then it's more than 3 credits. And this class is only 3 credits. So, like, it's kind of fair when they cancel class.
True.
Because it's like I already had the full 2.5 hours. Because normally it would be 1 hour and 15 twice a week. So it, like, adds up to 1 class.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's canceled. So I'm going to go to the gym, maybe. Hang out. Sorry, guys, I was yawning. And I have a call
nice.
At 11. And then I have class at 3. And then, yeah, that's my day. What about you, Jane? What's up for today?
What am I doing today? So I got the info booth later. And then I've got my yoga class. And... oh, shout out Nina, if Nina's still sleeping right now, but good morning, Nina. Nina and I went to candlelight yoga on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And it was so nice. That was my first time doing hot yoga. Have you done that?
Wow. No.
Yeah.
I've only done, like, the sculpt ones.
Yeah, yeah. So this one was just, like, everyone got, like, a candle, and you put it, like, near your
wow.
bed, and it was, like, supposed to be very like
was it dark
yeah and it was only candlelight but it wasn't actual fire it was like the like battery candles I feel like could have been dangerous but it was
yeah.
already so hot in there and it was fun and it was like a good mix of like meditation and stretching and the candles were nice it was good we would return
that's so fun
yeah he said would go back
yeah so now Jane's a yogi I feel like you've always kind of been a yogi though.
Yeah. Oh, but the one today I take for 2 credits through Tufts. Pass, fail. It's good. if anyone else needs new credits, I'd recommend. Well, I think the ad deadline is past, but...
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
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 Good stuff. So it's a good day.
It's a good day.
And then tomorrow's basically the weekend.
Tomorrow's the weekend. Yeah.
And tomorrow, Jane, you guys are hosting...
Oh, yeah. Tough ski team. Mm-hmm. We have our ski formal tomorrow. At our house. You're coming.
Maybe. For a little. Because I have my friend Chloe from the summer is having a birthday thing.
Oh, cute.
So.
Yeah.
My friend Nina and I might go to that for a little.
Nice.
And then come.
Happy birthday, Chloe.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chloe.
Another very almost happy birthday to my sister Hannah. On
When's
Friday,
her birthday?
March 8th.
Oh my god.
Happy birthday, all these Pisces. Good stuff.
And it's my brother's birthday on March 13th.
Ah! Happy birthday.
Happy almost birthday, Jake.
Nice, Jake. This one is Royals, covered by the Struts.
Ah.
The Struts. British rock band. That I like.
Jane loves the Struts.
I love the Struts, and I saw them in concert for free freshman year. Yeah. Okay, we'll let you guys listen, and we'll be back in a bit for the PSA and more songs.
Party, and everyone who knows us knows that across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head
Friday, I'm in love, Phoebe Bridgers, and Zoe's got a very important PSA for us.
Yes, today's organ. Today's PSA is about organ donation. Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, and fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you're not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Organ donors.
Cool. It got a little darker than I wanted to, but...
Are you an organ donor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Nice.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It says it on your...
On your... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
Why not?
Cool. Save lives.
Save lives.
Good PSA. This one right here in the background is Girl Crush by Harry Styles.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. This was like
That's pretty good.
Like the Spotify recording ones. Do you remember that? Like the Spotify recording series?
I don't really remember that, but that sounds cool. Yeah, so basically, I have a question for Jane. Okay, so
yeah,
Jane, I think some people probably want to know about your pickling.
Oh, yeah.
And how it's been going.
Yeah, pickles have been great. I actually, this weekend, I sampled them out and got some really good feedback. That was on the hot pick. People liked and said it could go
even hotter.
Spicier. Yeah, so... Next up, we're going to be doing hotter than hot pick. And the carrots were a miss.
Still?
It didn't
absorb it.
I feel like pickled carrots are a thing. It just...
Yeah.
It wasn't...
Maybe they need to be thinner.
Oh, could be. Could be.
So I feel like usually pickled carrots are really thin.
Yeah. The onions were a hit.
Really?
People love the onions. And I actually put them on my salad the other day.
Yum!
And then with the leftover... brine, I used it to make, I mixed it with a little mustard and oil and salt and pepper and made a dressing. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The cabbage is still fermenting. Although I recently learned the difference between, well now I forget which one was which, but one was kimchi and one was sauerkraut and one was pickled and one was fermented. And there's
and
a difference.
I think kimchi is fermented.
Yeah, which I'm not fermenting yet. I should.
What is fermenting?
I don't know. It was like something chemical. We should ask
something
our
different.
Yeah. Gotta ask our chemi friends.
Yeah, so true.
So yeah, that's the update on the pickles. Oh, the update on the ants. They're still there. Mostly
still don't really talk about it.
Yeah, it's still very low key. They mostly stay in the bathroom. So kind of away from it.
No, I haven't seen them in the kitchen. Well, Jane and I have different bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. They don't even know.
They don't even know. We have... Jane's the downstairs girl, and I'm upstairs girl, so... We have different bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen them in the kitchen in a while.
I've seen them in the kitchen. Sure. Oh, so... Do you want to say what happened last week?
Oh, no. Well, basically, I was cracking an egg.
First, describe the layout.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, the layout is that there's, like, a built-in counter, a little bit of a counter, then our oven, and then the rest of the counter. It's, like, all built-in, kind of. So, it's just, like, oven with, like, a little bit of counter space on either side. Mm-hmm. And, basically, I cracked an egg, a raw egg, and I was trying to aim for the bowl. I don't know how I missed the bowl, but I just missed it.
Happens.
And it fell on the counter, and it just slowly, like, I was trying to grab it, but I just couldn't because it was a raw egg, and it just started, like, sliding into the tiny little space.
Like, maybe like, a millimeter?
Tiny.
Half a millimeter.
Between the counter and the oven, and it just slid right in.
And
I just, like, stood there in shock.
There's no way to
there's
get it.
There's no way to get
you
it.
You can't move the stove. You can't move the cabinet.
There's no way to get it.
There will be a raw egg there forever.
Forever. Well, you don't... I feel like you probably could move the stove if you wanted to.
I thought it's, like, bolted in.
Or no, it's not.
We could move it.
We could, but it's, like, probably been there for 20 years.
So
like,
heavy.
It's really... It's basically bolted in. Because you can move the back, but I think it's the bottom that kind of, like, the bottom is kind of just, like, sturdy in there.
Yeah, and it, so, like, almost molded into the wood.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm. So it's gone. But
forever.
It hasn't been stinky yet. I feel like it would be stinky by now.
No. I haven't noticed anything. The ants are so probably maybe having it'll a picnic. Be
fun. Maybe that's why I haven't seen as many ants.
Oh,
they're all there.
They're all under
maybe
the
stove. Maybe they ate it, honestly, and
yeah.
Now it's gone.
No. How long do you think it would take for one full raw egg? Let's say...
Well, I don't want to know how many ants are down there.
Probably 40 at a time.
40 ants?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
50? I see a lot. 40. Okay. Let's say...
I feel like not that long. Like a week.
For a full raw egg? Ants are tiny.
I guess. But a raw... It was like this big. It's not that big.
If only the radio could see hand motions right now. It's about the size of an okay sign. Or a little bit bigger.
Oh, bigger. Like two okay signs.
Or just like the circle you make from your thumbs to your pointer fingers.
Or like even smaller than that.
Yeah.
A little bit smaller than that.
Well, we'll let you know. Like,
yeah, we'll let you know if it starts to get stinky. I actually told the landlord.
And you did?
I didn't tell him what happened, but I was like, oh, like, we were cooking and something fell in between the crack. And he was like, how bad was it? Like, pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. It's gone. Our house has been very into tea recently. Have you hopped on that wave?
Not really. Not really a tea girl.
Yeah.
But never gonna hate a tea person. But yeah, I'm pro tea. I'm just not pro tea for me.
What are you making for dinner tonight?
I don't know. What are you making for dinner tonight?
Yesterday, I made fried rice and I have leftovers.
Mm.
Trader Joe's.
Fried rice?
Yeah. Well, like rice and then frozen veggies. Mix it all up.
Soy sauce?
Add some soyaki.
Soyaki sauce?
Yeah, also Trader Joe's. Like a soy teriyaki sauce.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that better because I don't really love soy sauce.
What? Soy doesn't like... You don't like soy sauce?
No.
Oh, not my God.
Really. I like teriyaki, though. Last night, I went to Roses, the Chinese place.
We love Roses.
It was so good.
What'd you get?
I got the lo mein and the orange sesame chicken.
Nice.
So good.
Did you eat there or to go?
Yeah, there.
There? I've never
eaten
there.
It was a vibe.
There.
No one else was there. It was just like a bunch of deliveries, so people kept like coming in and out, but no one else was, you know, sitting for the vibes.
Yeah, good. Wait, how many tables do they have?
Is it like eight?
Oh, okay.
It's like booths.
Booths. Nice.
Booths.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So should we let them listen for like 5 minutes and then we'll be back?
Sure thing.
For
this
the
is about
last
to be
segment.
Slipping Through My Fingers, Declan McKenna. Aww. Which also remind me after we should talk about the Declan. Listen.
I want you go with the surge of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down for a while. The feeling that I'm losing her forever, while never really entering her world. I'm glad whenever I can share her laughter, that funny little girl. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to catch her every the feeling in it, slipping through my fingers all the time. Do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing, slipping through my fingers all the time. Sleep in our eyes, her and me at the breakfast table. Barely awake, I let precious time go by. Then even when she's gone, there's that old melancholy feeling and a sense of guilt I can't deny. What happened to our wonderful adventures? The places I had planned for us to go. Well, some of that we did, but most we didn't. And why, I just don't know. Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to capture every minute, the feeling in it. Slipping through my fingers all the time, do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing. Slipping through my fingers all the time. Sometimes I wish that I could freeze the picture and save it from the funny tricks of time. Slipping through my fingers. Bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile.
Don't you know I'm no good?
I've been roaming around, always took you down at all I see. And painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody. Yeah, you know that I could use somebody. Someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers undercover on the street. You know that I could use somebody. Yeah, you know that I could use somebody. Someone like you. Someone like you. Someone like you. Somebody.
Now we're going to play a song by Taylor Swift here. I really love the melodies in this song. I think that they're just absolutely brilliant. It's really good melody writing. Well, I'm serious. I love the melodies in this song. It's good.
Cover,
yeah, what?
And remix. This is Blank Space and Stand By Me. Imagine.
I was gonna say Stand By Me.
Yeah,
that's so interesting.
And this is live from a Spotify like mini concert. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say before.
Oh yeah.
If our fans don't know, the Tiny Desk concerts—they're really cool.
You guys should check them out.
Yeah, you should. Maybe if they're on Spotify, maybe we'll play them next week.
They're cool.
This one is cool. Or it's gonna go down in flames. Imagine Dragons, over, under, or perfectly rated?
Under. Agreed. After hearing this, I feel like they're known for kind of just like, kind of like rock, angsty vibes.
Yeah.
But this isn't bad at all.
No.
This is impressive.
This is cool.
Not that angsty rock isn't impressive.
No,
but this
agreed.
Is like different.
This is different, yeah. Well, in that interlude, Zoe and I were just saying that, unfortunately, it's about the midway marking point of the semester. So, like, in a lot of my classes, we did the, like, mid-semester feedback form. What is this, week 7? Week 8?
Week 8.
This is week 8. And next week we'll be back.
But, like, week 8 including our, like, 2-day week at the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess it's like kind of like more like week 7. But
and,
still.
Yeah, but still. And then, so we have next week, and then it's spring break. And then when we get back, it's like.
It goes so quickly
so
after spring
quickly.
Break. Because then it's April. It's the last month. It's only one more month.
Well, and May.
And May. But like, not really. I feel like just finals in May.
Yeah. So we said we're going to make a calendar. For starting when we get back, because there's so much we want to do, and sadly, time is running out!
I know!
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And if there's anything you guys want to see on the show, also the midway point for the show, so please let us know. We're also going to make a calendar for highlights.
Yeah, with all the themes.
Yeah.
But we're not going to tell you guys the themes before.
No, of course not.
It's going to have to be a surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so crazy. We're almost only have a few more shows.
And then we're seniors. So we really appreciate and thank you so much to the fans who've been with us since day one.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those who used to wake up on the 6 a.m.s with us.
Yeah. Those were the early days.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Have a great day and a great week.
And
This is
The Fish
and the Schmalkinator,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Just as long as you stay, stand by me. Way too far, it'll leave you breathless, oh, with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane, but I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Thank you.